This is KCUR 89.3. Recent Kansas City events involving racism toward black diners have received national attention, but dining discrimination is not an isolated issue for many blacks who eat out. KCUR's Michelle Tyreen Johnson reports.
Carlton Logan eats out a lot. He's a blogger who writes about recipes, a food reviewer, and an all-around foodie. He's also black. At an Overland Park pizzeria recently, Logan says he wonders how dining while black sometimes plays into those times he gets poor service in restaurants.
You hear the same situations, whether it's delays in seating, delays in service, lack of attentiveness. When you keep hearing the same things and the only common denomination is the color of skin, you have to go with the concept that, yes, this is.
Last month, at an Applebee's in Independence, two black college students were racially profiled, resulting in three employees being fired and the restaurant closing. Also last month, at a Hooters in Overland Park, a young black child who was dining with his family was spat on and called the N-word by a white diner. Studies show that black diners do face a coin toss when it comes to the quality of service they will receive when they eat out. Zach Brewster teaches sociology at Wayne State University in Michigan and has conducted several national research studies on the experience of dining and restaurant discrimination. In his 2015 survey of approximately 1,000 waiters and waitresses across the country, 53% of the participants admitted to not giving black diners their best service. Brewer says that some servers hide behind the stereotype that blacks who eat out don't tip or don't tip well, but he doesn't think that's the total story.
I really did not anticipate that servers would so readily admit to discriminating racially in their service. And so, it was surprising. And I think that they're comfortable admitting doing so because they're able to couch it kind of in this economic framework.
Brewster said studies show black diners overall tip slightly less than white diners, but not by the wide differential that the majority of servers rely on to justify their assumptions. Pancho Villegas is a server who has worked for many Kansas City restaurants for the past 13 years. Villegas is sadly not surprised by the study showing stereotypes toward black diners. He has seen this bias as early as his first serving job when he was 18 years old.
No one was eager to serve on an African-American table. And everyone would say it's because of the fact that, odds are we're not going to get a tip, or, it's not going to be the standard service tip, 15 to 18%.
But what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Because while research may show that servers rely on tips to determine the quality of service they give to black diners, diners don't tip until after the service has been rendered. Villegas agrees.
I mean, I would have to say if they've got that in the back of their head that they're not giving the best service possible.
Almost all states, including Missouri and Kansas, make it illegal for a place of public accommodation to discriminate on the basis of race. And private restaurants open to the public are places of public accommodation. Carlton Logan hopes that people become more aware of how insidious this issue is. It can take a toll on blacks who eat out, particularly those who eat out frequently, sometimes even tipping more than industry standard to overcompensate for that stereotype. But he knows that this paying it forward only goes so far in warding off dining discrimination for other black diners.
Because if we've only had these two cases, two public cases, in the past, 30 days, how many more are happening?
Zach Brewster says his research shows this to be a deep-rooted problem.
In many ways, what goes on in the restaurant industry is just a reflection of what goes on in the larger society.
And as part of his continuing research, Brewster knows that finding solutions to stereotyping is easier said than done.
These are just reflecting these culturally entrenched stereotypes that depict blacks in a more subtle, less blatant, overt way as in the past, but nevertheless continue to depict blacks as less worthy of good service.
While getting your water glass filled last at a restaurant may not be on par with having to drink from a separate water fountain, separate treatment still remains an issue for black Americans. For KCUR 89.3, this is Michelle Tyreen Johnson.